Back now with even more Greater LA. I'm Janaea Williams. Can you hear that? It's the sound of the Gay Freedom Band of Los Angeles. They're a group of volunteer and amateur musicians from all around Greater LA who get together to make beautiful noise. And they'll be performing this weekend. With us to talk about the show is Joseph Vranas, the artistic director of the Gay Freedom Band. Joseph, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. So tell us a little bit about what the Gay Freedom Band is all about. How long have you been around? What kind of folks are in it? What kind of music do you play?
For sure, yeah. So the Gay Freedom Band of Los Angeles has been around for 45 years. We're going to be celebrating our 45th anniversary next year. It started in 1978. It started as a marching band that led the annual Gay Pride Parades. And it was originally founded under the name the Great American Yankee Band
of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I love that it stands for gay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and with that acronym kind of hidden right in plain sight, the band was able to participate in other local parades that normally would not have been allowed to participate in. But on the bass drums of the original group, that acronym, the Great American Yankee Band, was pretty obvious. So during the parade, they figured out what the band was all about.
So you're saying it was a way to sneak in being gay in the 70s. And was that because people wouldn't have been so welcoming or...
Yes, definitely. Yeah, yeah. And there was a little bit of pushback when they would see the gay on the bass drum. There was a few anecdotes about possibly some big brick throwing or insults thrown towards the band as they played in the parades.
And how did they deal with that?
As far as I know, they just kept marching and just kept playing, you know, as the band plays on, as it were.
The band plays on.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned at the top, this weekend, the band will be performing a special program called Just Cause, Music with a Purpose. So what are some of the causes the program will be addressing?
Sure. So each of the pieces that we are performing have a specific cause associated with them. Pieces relating to civil rights and equality. We have gender equality, plastic pollution, gun violence, and our highlight kind of pinnacle of the concert is a piece called Watchmen Tell Us of the Night by a composer named Mark Camphouse. And that piece is highlighting survivors of child abuse. And it's taken from a poem by John Bowring in 1825, set to a church hymn by Elvy, the Come Ye Thankful People Come, which is kind of featured throughout the piece. Because that piece is kind of our highlight, we kind of took the theme of the watchman kind of shining a lantern on things as kind of the theme of the concert. We are shining a light on these different causes. In our program, we highlight different organizations that support these causes, and we'll discuss kind of what the composers are achieving in their music and how these representations are manifesting in the pieces.
I've been talking with Joseph Vranas, artistic director at the Gay Freedom Band. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
If you want to catch the Gay Freedom Band this weekend, they'll be playing on Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. at the Emmanuel Presbyterian Church in Midtown. That's all the time we have for today. Next week, more updates on local elections and millennials deciding if they want to bring children into a warming world. That's next week on Greater LA. Check out our website, kcrw.com/GLA. While you're there, share your thoughts with us. And of course, we'd be honored if you subscribe to the podcast too, all at kcrw.com/GLA. Juliana Mayo, Nihar Patel, Phil Richards, Amy Ta, Jody Adler, Holly Adams, and Christian Bordal all helped put the show together today. I'm Janaea Williams. Thank you so much for listening.